Got it. So we're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Ridges Estates Infrastructure Financing District this Friday, December 5th, 2025, at 2:30 p.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of York Cal in South Jordan, Utah. Let's do a quick roll call for our minutes today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I'm District Counsel.
Hannah Garrett Kabadia, District Counsel Paralegal.
Anna Bedard, District Counsel Paralegal.
David Kilpak, District Chair.
Mac Jensen, Secretary.
Yes. Okay. Well, actually, I didn't realize we don't have the district accountant
Yeah, I just realized that too.
on the meeting. So let's see here.
Who don't we have, Tom?
We don't have our district accountant. I thought we did, but let's call Sheldon. Got ahead of myself, guys. Hey, Shelby, is Jason gonna jump on the Ridges Estates call? Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, bye. That was Shelby. She's calling Jason right now. She was in another meeting. This time for CLA, as you can imagine, is busy. They represent a lot more districts than I do, so they're trying to fit everybody's schedule in. But you know what? We can continue until we get to the portions of the meeting where we do need the district accountant. Yeah. So let's go to our consent items, and the first consent item is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on October 31st, 2025. Those meeting minutes were provided to the board in your packet. You guys have any questions about the meeting minutes? Okay, then I think we can have a motion to approve the minutes of the October 31st, 2025 district board meeting.
I move that we so approve.
Second?
I second that.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's now move to the second consent item. This is to approve and ratify payment applications and requests made since the last board meeting. As required by the acquisition and reimbursement agreement, the board does need to take action to approve and ratify all payment applications made since the last board meeting. So, do we have a motion to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting on October 31st, 2025?
So moved.
Second?
I second that.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. So let the minutes reflect that we do now have Jason Carroll of CLA on. Hi, Jason.
Hi, folks. Sorry, I was a minute bit late there.
That's okay. We're just moving forward with the items that we can do without the district accountant. So we're now finished with our consent items. We're going to move to the public hearing portion of our meeting to take comment on the tentative operating capital budget for 2026. We do need a motion, though, to open and conduct the public hearing portion of the meeting. Do we have a motion?
I move that we open the public hearing portion of the meeting.
Do we have a second?
And I second that.
Yeah.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. The hearing is now open for public comment and questions. So, for the record, I'm going to ask, do we have any members of the general public participating on today's meeting who want to speak or give input on the district's tentative 2026 budget? There are no members of the public attending the meeting in person at the offices of York Cal. There are no members of the general public participating via the Zoom link. So we can now entertain a motion to close the public hearing portion of our board meeting.
I move that we close the public portion of the hearing.
And I
Second.
second that.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes. Thanks. Motion passes by quorum of the board. The public hearing portion of the meeting is now closed. We're now going to move to our action items. The first action item is to consider accepting Q3 financial statements for calendar year 2025. Those Q3 financials were provided to the board in your packet. We have Jason here from CLA that will answer any questions the board may have regarding the financial Q3 financials. Turn the time over to you, Jason.
Awesome. Would the board like for me to walk through the financials, or do you just want to like ask questions relative to the financial statements?
You know, if you could walk through them, I actually didn't see the packet.
Oh,
Yeah.
you know, sometimes the board members, what usually has to happen is the notice and agenda is sent out, and then underneath there's the link to the OneDrive.
That's why.
Where all the documents
Thank
are.
you.
That's okay.
Thank you.
All right, Jason, the show is yours.
Awesome. I'm happy to walk through these. I don't know if anybody has the screen available to them that I'm sharing. Are you able to see that or
Yeah,
no?
you see it.
Yes. Yep.
Awesome. Okay. So these are the Q3 financial statements. You can see that there's a separate column here, a separate balance sheet for each of the funds. The general fund, which is where administration and operations are paid for. Your debt service fund, this is where the monies are held and the revenues and expenditures related to the municipal bonds are accounted for. And then the capital projects funds is where the proceeds from those bonds are recorded in order to pay for the capital infrastructure that's being built by the infrastructure district. So, as of the end of September, there was $63,678,000 in assets. Most of those assets were in the way of cash and investments. The only that was not was this $32,570,000 assessment receivable, which you can see we've deferred completely down here. So it's a balance sheet only transaction. So you pull that out, there's $31 million basically in cash and investments at the end of September, $26,000 in your general fund, about $8 million or $7.5 million in your debt service fund, and $23.6 million in the capital projects fund. The accounts payable at the end of September were $6,616. And so that leaves $31,102,000 in ending fund balance. You can see how that's split out between these three separate funds. For the general fund, you can see that we had budgeted $31,000 in activity for the year. That was to be funded. We originally thought through the developer advance. It was actually funded through a transfer from another fund. And through September, actual expenditures were $11,406 on that budget, with some investment income that had also been generated less than $1,000 there. On the debt service side, we budgeted $20,000 in investment income. We had just short of $40,000 through the first 9 months. This bond interest payment, which has by this time been made, $890,247, and then transfer to our capital project fund and or pardon me, from the capital project fund to fund our capitalized interest and those types of things. $7,441,000 is what's remaining at the end of September, again, before the bond payment. And then finally, the capital project fund, you can see the big ticket item here is the bond proceeds that were the bonds that were issued during the year of $32,570,000. We had budgeted $5,035,000 in total revenues. Actual revenues through September were $790,000. Budgeted expenditures of just short of $11 million, had expended $2,287,000 through the time of these financials. And then, as we looked at on the other page, from these bond proceeds, some of those bond proceeds were really set aside for the debt service fund in the way of debt service reserves and capitalized interest. Those monies were moved over to that fund to be used for the purposes of serving the debt in the future. So I'm happy to pause there, see if there's any questions from the board.
Pretty straightforward. Thank you, Jason.
You bet.
Thanks, Jason. All right. If there are no further questions, do we have a motion accepting the Q3 financial statements for the district?
I move to approve the statements for the third quarter for the district.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
And I second that.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our second action item. This is a resolution adopting the final operating capital budget for calendar year 2026 for the district. As you'll recall, our tentative budget was adopted on October 31st, board meeting, and now state statute requires that we adopt a final budget. I'm going to turn the time back over to Jason. To answer any questions that you guys may have about the budget.
And it's my understanding that there haven't been any changes to this document from that preliminary that was provided previously. And so, again, I'm happy to walk through it if the board would like. Otherwise, I'm also equally happy just to answer any questions that you have prior to making a motion.
Yeah, I'm looking at that budget right now. I can see it hasn't changed. And I think at this point, Jason, I mean, it will change going forward, but we just don't know what that looks like yet. So I move that we approve this.
Okay, so we have a motion by Dave Kilpak to adopt the proposed tentative budget as the final budget for the district for 2026. Do we have a second?
I second that motion.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We're now going to move to our third consent item or action item, which is to authorize. Let's see, did I bring the right one here?
Yeah, the audit, something.
Are we on the audit? I asked for some reason I've got the wrong form here. Okay, so the auditing firms, all right. So this is to consider authorizing the district chair to request proposals for audit firms for 2025 audit and approve the district chair to sign a qualified, a selected qualified auditor and sign their engagement letter. Shelby has provided a list of three auditing firms, and the board can adopt a motion selecting one of those three auditing firms. We'll get their engagement letter to come in. And then we can, on our motion today, we can also authorize the district chair to sign that. So let me just open it up and ask Dave and Mac who you guys would like to select for your auditor.
So Matt, they've got three proposals. The first from Haney and Company, $8,000 a year is their fee. They serve as auditor for approximately half of the PIVs currently existing. The second one is HBME. Their fee is $8,500 a year. They work with a lot of municipalities, but not many districts, and no PIVs to date. And the third one is Hinton Burdick. Their fee is $9,250. And they also serve as auditor on approximately half of the PIDs. I guess my feeling is I've worked with Haney and Company before. They've done a nice job on the things they've done for us. And since they're less money and they have a lot of experience, I think that would be my recommendation. What do you think, Mac?
Well, I agree. I actually know the Haneys, so I support that. And it's less expensive too.
Yeah, okay.
All right, then. I think we can have a motion authorizing the district chair to retain Haney and Company to perform 2025 auditing services for the district and authorizing the district chair to sign their engagement letter.
I so move.
Do we have a second?
I second that.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our fourth action item, which is to consider renewing the district district's engagement of York Cal for district council. We did provide our engagement letter within the board packet. So I'm going to just open it up for you guys to see if you have any questions or if you'd like to select another firm for district council service.
I move that we retain and sign the engagement letter for York and Cal for 2026. So an annual thing.
Yeah.
And I
Second.
second that.
Okay, that took a long time for you to give that second, Mac. I was a little bit worried.
No.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's go to our next action item. This is consider renewing the district's engagement of CLA to provide accounting services and to authorize the district chair to sign the engagement letter. CLA's SOW was provided in the board packet as well. If there are any questions, Jason is here to answer.
Our Jason, I didn't get a chance to review that. Are the terms the same as they were last year?
The terms are, yeah, the scope of service is the same. The terms are the same. Can be terminated at any time, with or without cause, with 30 days notice. This is a fixed fee engagement for 2026 that's being proposed of $19,000 plus the 5% technology fee, and that is considered in the budget that was just approved.
Great. And is that the same? Are we paying you the same as we paid you last year, or has there been an increase?
It's different because the level of activity that it's expected for next year is different than what we've expended. When we're just looking at the September financials, I think all of the costs through the first 9 months were $10,000. But based on the bond issue taking place during the year, we expect it to be more steady during 2026.
Gotcha. And that it's a separate agreement for you guys to do what Tom's doing, right? This is just what you've been doing and will continue to do.
Yeah, this is for district accounting services.
District
Yeah,
accounting.
and we'll talk about district management services here in just a bit.
Okay. Great. Any questions, Mac?
No, it's pretty straightforward, and I guess we move to work with Jason and his team again, right?
Yeah, so let's be a little more specific and have a motion to approve the SOW of CLA to act as district accountant for 2026 and authorizing the district chair to sign it.
So I'll move.
Second?
I second that.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Okay, now we can move to the next action item, which is consider engaging CLA to provide district management services. And the last two board meetings, CLA has made presentations, and the district board has talked about the scope of services that CLA will provide. The district management services are separate and distinct from the accounting services, but we are hoping that there are efficiencies achieved and savings by using CLA to do some of the work that we're doing right now. So we can just be freed up to do pure legal work for the district, which, there probably shouldn't be that much, hopefully. So do we have an engagement letter from them? Okay. So unless you have any questions for Jason.
Can I just look at that really quick?
The one for
For the management services. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna give David a bit of time here to kind of go over that. And actually, Dave, we can just do a motion. It's authorizing you to select CLA and then sign this at a time that's more
Okay.
convenient for you.
So is this done on just an hourly basis, Jason?
They were a flat fee, if you remember from the presentation, and it was to not exceed $10,000.
Oh, gotcha. There it is.
Yeah,
that was in my mind, that 10,000. Gotcha.
Not
No, yeah, I
exceed.
will look at that. Let's I so move.
Okay, so just for clear up, we have a motion. We have a motion from Dave to select CLA to provide district account management services to the district and to authorize the chair to sign after reviewing the proposed engagement letter.
I so move.
And I
Yes.
second that.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. All right, we are down to our last action item, which is to approve a tentative district board meeting calendar for 2026. The board received in this packet the proposed 2026 board meeting calendar. Do we have any questions?
Do you have a
Yeah, we don't.
hard copy of that? Do we have, okay, so
So
one
basically,
in April, one in July, one in October, one November, one December.
yeah, so basically there are five meetings, and we try to do them, just after the quarter end of each quarter. And at the end of the year, you have to have two meetings for the budget. This is tentative and it's flexible, so if we need more board meetings, we can do it.
But not less.
But not less.
It looks good to me. I move that we adopt the schedule.
Okay, so, do we have a second?
And I second that.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion does pass by quorum of the board, and the proposed board meeting calendar is adopted for 2026. We'll now move to our administrative non-action items. There are none listed today. So I think we can move into a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
And I second that.
All in favor say aye or yes. Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We stand adjourned. Jason, great to meet you.
Great to meet you all. Well done. Way to move through things, making things happen. Love
Yeah, we don't like to spend a lot of time chit-chatting here, but I'm wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas, and we enjoy working with the district. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Likewise. Hey,
Likewise. Merry
Jason.
Christmas.
Jason, quick question for you.
Yes.
Beginning January, will all the emails that we've been getting about all the notices for meetings and all that stuff, that's going to come from their office?
Yes. So what we're doing, Dave, that's great. Dave is a man of process and
I love
procedure.
us.
So we are actually Shelby, Hannah, and myself and Nick are meeting on December 18th. Because Shelby and Nick are taking over quite a few of our districts for district management services, and we are going to outline the procedure to make sure there's a smooth transition
Okay. You'll
of
let us know then.
yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, our firm's still going to be involved, and I'll be showing up for the meetings. But we're going to make sure that it's seamless for you guys, so there's, we
I'm
don't
not
miss
worried.
anything.
Not worried.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.